So we're back with the Brave Plug, and today we are joined by Minister Saphney and Minister Nongwonga. Welcome, ladies. Welcome to the plug. I know we're going to have an awesome time speaking to you about being single and secure. So welcome, and thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us here. We're just glad to be part of this podcast.
It is exciting. So I think really to start, we can start by what does it actually mean to be single and secure?
Okay. For me, firstly, to be secured speaks to being content in Christ, because we are in Christian singles. So mainly it speaks to being content, you know, and also just being in that season whereby you understand who you are, right? You understand whose you are. You understand that if I'm secured, then it means I know God. I know that I'm a child of God, and I know what are His promises for me. So being in that state, it means I am not found wanting, because I know God's promises for my life.
Yeah, I like how you say you're not found wanting, because you're secure in your position in Jesus. Yes. That's beautiful. Yeah,
for me, look, I think security speaks at any stage of your life to your individuality and who you are as an individual. So if you have not found who you are as a person, so you do not have the identity of who you are. And so obviously you cannot say that you are secure, because you're still searching to find out who you are. Yeah. And then being a Christian single just affirms that identity for me. So first and foremost, I think if you're going to be insecure, it doesn't matter in what relationship position you are in. It's about knowing who I am as a person, and then in my walk in the kingdom of God, knowing whose I am and who I belong to, who my Father is, the source of everything in my life. You know, and God, and being a Christian single, God is the source of everything in our lives. So walking in security in the kingdom of God is being secured as an individual, is knowing what you want, knowing what God has for you, having a relationship with God, and serving in His kingdom. And that security resonates with others that probably is not in that position, you know, or finding themselves. So for me, the security as a single is important to my purpose in God's kingdom.
That's actually quite a good point that you mentioned over there, that in your security, there is an alignment of purpose. And I guess that then makes me wonder, what is then the role of a community for you as a single person within the body of Christ? Because like what you said, that there is kind of a communion which happens. Yeah. Firstly, I think whether you're single or not, right, there's a communion with the Lord that we're expected to have to churn this relationship with God, right? So what does a community look like? And how do you cultivate a healthy community, right? We all need healthy spaces. I don't know about you guys, but I need health in my life, and I need healthy relationships to keep me going, right? Regardless of what is happening. So how do you nurture that? How do you nurture it, and how is it an important thing? So let's maybe start with you, Minister Saf.
Absolutely. It's important that you have a community of support. First and foremost, for support. As much as we are not of this world, we are in this world. And sometimes we have to deal with worldly issues. So to establish that community of support, but also be somebody that can cultivate positivity in the community that you are in, is important. And to maintain that secure status or that secure identity within that community, for me, it's always important to teach others or help them grow, you know, depending on where they are in their life at that moment.
Yeah.
And I mean, that is all part of community, because in our community structure, we will find people that is at different stages of their lives, you know. Yes. So that, for me, that community that you refer to is being part of, or having the ability to help and be helped. In that community, because it's a give and take. I mean, I think in any relationship, there's a give and there's a take, you know. But knowing that if I need something, if I have to be somewhere and I have to have somebody look after my child, that community support and structure is paramount to serving wherever you are called to serve as well.
And actually, just to add on what Minister Seth says or said, I love the fact that you are saying, though we are in the world, but we are not of this world.
Yeah.
Because I think the mistake that we do is when we need community, then we go outside of the Christian community, which is for us now, what's out there doesn't normally work for us.
Yes.
Because then you will get a different kind of advice that doesn't work for you being a Christian.
Mm.
So the importance now of having a godly, you know, friendships that you cultivate, it must be godly ones, right? So that then the influence that you have in those friendships, that it makes sense for you in the season that you are in, right? Because in terms of now when you are single, you need those friendships that can build you, you know, that can encourage you, people who can intercede for you, because that's what we need to do for each other, intercede for one another, and then build each other up, and also a place of vulnerability, you know, whereby, you know, you can go to that friend and say, okay, today, this is the state that I'm in, this is how I feel. And then somebody who can just bring you back, right? And say, yes, I understand what you are going through. So that's why community is important. That's why also now, like in the church, we have, you know, a singles ministry, because it's important to just have that kind of community whereby, you know, we share, you know, the same, probably even if it's not the same, but similar experiences, then you have somebody who understands. You know that you are not alone, you are not going through that season alone. Then we can just help one another and uplift each other.
And I just want to echo what she's saying, and maybe just also say, for singles, it is important, and I suppose for anyone else that went through trials and challenges through their lives, it is important that they have a space where they feel safe, so they can share. And as she said, when you're safe, you make yourself vulnerable, because now you're going to be talking about things that you wouldn't ordinarily share with anybody else. You know? And I think that is important. When people feel safe and they feel there's a level of trust, they can open up. And that is why it's important to have that community, that support, that trust factor. But it all is about elements that we have to create, or spaces that we have to create in order for people to feel, or to draw closer or get closer to being secured in their individuality.
So how then do you create those spaces?
Well, it's about for creating relationships.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. We have to. You won't have it with everybody, but I think as you cultivate certain relationships, you'll find that you click with certain people.
Yeah.
And that's how you establish that trust and that confidence level, you know?
Yeah.
For people to know, okay, I can go to Teslin. And I can share certain things with Teslin, and I know it's going to stay with Teslin. You know, that is very, very important, especially in the kingdom.
Yes.
You know, people, you don't want to share your innermost experiences and dark secrets. And then hear about it 3 months later down the line from someone else. And that is very important.
Yeah.
It's important in everyday life. It's important, you know, in relationships. It's important in God's kingdom. Because remember, we and many of us don't maybe realize this, but when we are, or we proclaim to be God, children of God, people watch us. Yeah. People watch our conduct.
Yeah.
What we say.
That's true. Yeah.
You know? And I love, I read this book many years ago. It's about living an intentional life. At the time I read it, I had no clue of what I was reading.
Yeah.
And I actually read it 3 times after that. And I came to the understanding that as a Christian, you have to live intentionally.
Yeah,
you know,
that's beautiful.
And it's not an easy thing to do. Yeah. To live intentionally is not an easy thing to do. There are certain places you cannot go. There are certain activities you cannot participate
certain things
in.
You cannot say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as children of God, we have to make that decision to be intentional in everything that we do.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. So I just want to say on that point of being intentional. Mm. I think the most important thing is to then build a relationship with the Holy Spirit, right? Because He will then help you in the spaces you are not supposed to find yourself in the friendships you need to keep
you.
And the people you need to, you know, kind of have boundaries around. The Holy Spirit is the one who will teach you all things.
Yeah.
He helps you with
that's
that.
True.
Because, I mean, He knows the people you encounter every day on in your everyday life.
Yes.
So if when I encounter somebody and then I go to the Holy Spirit and say, okay, here's someone, you know, can I build a friendship with this person?
Yeah.
He's the one who's going to help you in terms of saying, no, that's
not
a no-go area, not the one, right? So it's
that's
very important then to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit as a single person. I believe that it's the season actually to cultivate that. When you are single, the most important thing I think for us is to have that relationship with the Holy Spirit who can help us, you know, navigate the season and who can help us then live, you know, that purposeful life, live then intentional in what we do, in us serving in this season, because we are saying this is a season whereby we know we ought to serve God, right? And serve others. So then the Holy Spirit becomes important for us to know Him and to build intimacy.
Sure. Yeah, that's beautiful,
it's
ladies.
Good, yeah.
I think let's speak to maybe the difference between being alone and loneliness.
Oh. That's deep. That's deep, girl.
Because there is a difference, right? There is a difference. Yeah.
There's definitely a difference. Look, you decide when you want to be alone, right? Because we isolate ourselves for prayer and fasting. We isolate ourselves when we feel we need to draw closer to God. Or when we go through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know when I'm really challenged to the point where I feel I cannot do much myself, that's when I isolate myself from people, you know? So that's when you are alone. You want to be alone, right?
Yeah.
Loneliness, I think, happens when one does not utilize one's time appropriately.
Okay.
Because I think loneliness can creep up on you. And it also depends on what your outlook is in life, you know?
Yeah.
I can't tell you now, thinking, when I ever got lonely, because I'm just so busy.
Yeah.
Too busy to be lonely.
Yes, you know?
Yes,
and so I'm thinking, for me, I think you get lonely when you're not busy or you don't have anything to do. So my what I would say to somebody that says they feel lonely, get busy with something constructive, you know.
Yeah.
Get into ministry. Go and volunteer at some place in the community, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much need out there.
Yeah.
What does the Word of God say? The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to do in order to not even get or think about loneliness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one just has to, if somebody is lonely, they just have to find somebody that steers them in the direction of being occupied with good constructive activities or things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think as you are talking about being alone and loneliness, right? Just to add on that when you are busy, when you are occupied, you don't get to have time to say, oh, I'm so lonely.
Because you're working.
Yeah.
Because you are working.
Busy.
So I guess it now comes back to that point of serving, and involving yourself, you know, in community work, right?
Yeah.
I believe that, okay, for me, as somebody who I stay alone, but I'm not lonely. So it speaks to that point I said in the beginning that I'm not found wanting, right?
Yes.
That state of not being, you know, in agony because I feel like there's something missing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not at that point, right? So for me, being occupied with serving, I feel like I don't have time to be thinking, oh, like, isn't there somebody next to me, you know?
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm not at that point. So it is important, really, to find your assignment for this season that you are in, right, of being a single person. Know what assignment God has for you, right?
Yeah.
Know, find where you can serve.
Mm.
Be involved in community-based work, right? Go and to that orphanage home and offer your services. Go to the church and see which ministry you can get involved in. Then in that way, I mean, I get home and I feel like I just need to sleep because my day was so busy. So I don't have time to be thinking, oh, is there something that's missing?
Your life is full.
Yes, my life is full, you know? And then I start thinking about, you know, the orphanage home where I need to go give this, you know, to that orphanage home. And then I'm occupied. And then I'm like, where is the time to be thinking I need, you know, someone or I'm lonely? No. Right? So I get fulfillment in serving others in this season because I know this is the season to do that, to focus on the Lord. And to just do it for Him, to give my all to Him, right, in this season. As I'm building a relationship with the Holy Spirit, also for me, it is to say, okay, God, what do you want me to do now? With the resources you have given to me, what is it that I need
What's
to do?
Plan,
What's
Jesus?
What? Yeah. Yes. And it's so beautiful because as a single person then, you know, I only, like, you know, deal with the Holy Spirit. I don't have somebody else to say, should we give this money?
It's your money and the Holy Spirit's money.
So
please.
If he says, save that money, then I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait for you to tell me where to use it, you know? And it's a beautiful journey.
That's so good. I think you ladies have kind of spoken to the purpose of the season. In that it is a serving season and it is a season to draw closer to God. And I think that it is a beautiful foundation to layer. I mean, just as women, if that was our posture and if that is our posture, that Lord, I'm here to serve you with my life, with my spirit, with my resources, direct me and lead me. And that's the life that I want to live, a life that is being led by the Lord. I think that's so inspiring and that's so beautiful because then the way that we live and our Christianity is not something to be messed with. It's something very serious. And it's something that can serve as a testimony, a walking, living testimony, right? Because, no, we're not just saying the things. We're actually doing the things.
It, yeah.
We're going to God and we're like, okay, how are we going to do this, Lord?
Yeah.
Where are we going this weekend? What's the plan, Jesus?
Exactly.
You know, and it's a beautiful thing to have. I think it's something you can treasure with your whole core. Because you know that the God of the universe is the one that I'm doing life with.
And I love there's something that Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7. He says, be free from concern, right? Speaking to single people. He says, because an unmarried person is concerned about the affairs of the Lord.
Yes.
So be free from concern. And I you know, in back then when I read the scripture, I was like, what do you mean be free from concern? You know, what does this mean? And it's actually a state of not worrying, right, about what will happen, even if you are still somebody now who says, I still want to get married. It is that state of not worrying, but be, you know, to not be
uneasy about the season that you are in, but understanding that the earth is the Lord's, right? And God is faithful to his promises.
Yes.
So whatsoever you are believing God for, he can do it and he will do it. But in this time and moment, be free from concern. Be concerned with the affairs of the Lord.
Yes.
You know?
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, ladies. I think both of you have been so inspiring just in what you guys have said to everyone out there that's single and secure. I think you guys have shared insightful wisdom. So thank you so much for sharing and for being here today. Thank you.
It was wonderful being here.
Yes. Just for me, I just want to say one last thing. I was reading the book of Luke 8, I think verse 2, and it's speaking about women who followed Jesus, right? And it says, it just mentions like a few names there, but then it says they kind of ministered to Jesus with their substance. They ministered, you know, like with all that they had. Even another version speaks about from their wealth, they took and funded the ministry of Jesus. And for me, it kind of settles it as a single person that what you have right now, what God has entrusted you with, right? Because in the kingdom, we are stewards. So what God has entrusted you with, it is for the purpose of the kingdom. It is for the purpose of serving. So it says these women gave to the ministry of Jesus, right? So as if single people, we were to just, you know, have that in mind, have that posture, I believe that even the pastors would not worry about how to fund, you know, like really seriously. So I do believe that we need to get to that to say, in this season, I'm there, you know, I'm there to be the peace of mind for my pastors, for my leaders, everywhere that I am, whether in the workplace, I'm there to be their peace of mind because I'm available to do the work. I'm available to do the funding, right? So with my substance, then I fund the gospel.
Amen.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for sharing that last thought with us. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you so much.